For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. A tragedy has hit a ministry in the predominantly Muslim region of Kashmir. Bob Savage with Partners International says they're supporting a program called Seeker Seminars for Muslims interested in learning about Christianity. The first convert from these seminars became actively involved in evangelism. However, his story took a tragic turn.
He would bring people to these seminars when they happened. As often happens, a guy like him attracts attention, bad attention. Some people were, you know, watching him and threatening him, and they just came up at point-blank range and shot him.
He leaves a wife and five children. Savage says people are nervous, but the Seeker seminars will continue. Next, as tensions continue to mount between Christians and Muslims around the world, one ministry is undeterred. Book of Hope International's Rob Hoskins says the president of Iran recently prayed for the annihilation of Christianity. He says many Christians feel powerless to do anything in situations like these.
Although we hear all these stories about how Islam is encroaching, what we're really seeing happen is we're seeing the spiritual breakthroughs and Jesus being presented to more Muslim children and youth than in the history of mankind.
Book of Hope plans to distribute 5 million books of hope in the Middle East, bringing the hope of Christ to Muslim families. And at 3% and 4%, church attendance in Greece is lower than almost anywhere else in Europe. Greater Europe Mission is working to change that through its Greek Bible Institute, which is reaching many of the Russian-speaking immigrants in Athens. This year, the Institute has a larger student body than ever before. Pray for the Greek Bible Institute students who have completed their training in open-air evangelism that they'll become regularly involved in community outreach. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.